Blog Talk Radio.
Scott Enster Network.
Couldn't come up with any song in the pre-entry that I normally do for the subjects because of the subject matter. This is I don't know. It's beyond the comprehension of a natural, normal individual, much less a God-fearing individual. But cannibalism, those things that are consumption of one type of species of another, such as humans eating humans, is not an easy subject. So I'm going to warn that if you have children or young kids that normally listen to my show, that maybe this one may not be the best one. I'll certainly keep it on track. I will keep things without going too far, but certainly the subject matter is not for the faint of heart. Famine in Samaria, 2 Kings 6:24. As the king of Israel in 6:26 was walking along the fence line, the perimeter of Israel, outcries from a woman who was yelling for help or for assistance because in 6:28, she had made an agreement with another woman to one night eat her son, and then they were to eat the other woman's son the next night because of the famine. They were starving. And I've mentioned before that cannibalism can start as early as 15 days when there absolutely is no food available. Now, we've seen this in many other situations, and I'll get into that a little later. But we see in 6:29 of 2 Kings that they actually boiled the children. Now so they most likely killed the child prior, and if they had to do both children, then they must have been infants. So it shows the desperation, and that the human's mind can crack. Because of the very thought of eating your own children, you know, again, it's just, you wouldn't think possible. And the reason that I'm bringing this subject matter up is that, one, there's some things that have to do with Planned Parenthood and the harvesting of children for food. And you'll note that the Soylent Green word was used here. If anyone remembers the movie from the 70s, I remember seeing it. I went to the theater. I was old enough. And if you've never seen the movie, the basic idea was that at a certain age, or if you were terminal or whatever the deal was, you submitted yourself to a euthanizing building. And in the building, they had some type of entertainment or something to show you the past when the world wasn't polluted. And so in your death, you were able to see the nature of beauty one last time, and then you were killed and then processed into food. Now, the people didn't know in general that when you died, you were processed into food. I guess they just assumed you were cremated or something else, and it was that discovery then that based the movie for the shock and all of that situation. But I want to bring some information forward first, a little bit about all of this. Now, cannibalism, anthropopathia or papageia, the terms, those things of cannibalism, of the consumption, if I'm even saying that right, has to do, again, with one species eating their own species. And so what we also see in different areas, such as Papua New Guinea, that the eating of the human brains brings on a phenomenon known as family mortuary cannibalism. The curse or the symptom is called Kuru, K-U-R-U. Supposedly, this comes from the protein of the brain prion, that when the humans consume it, there's very much a symptom of what's like mad cow disease. And if you're familiar with mad cow disease, they were using the brains and the spinal cords to be processed for food to go back into the food of the cows for them to consume. And because they were eating the brains, then they then developed all the issues that we called mad cow disease. Now, this particular Kuru, they call laughing sickness because of the madness that comes from it. symptoms can come on from 5 to 50 years, so it may take a long time. The first symptom is a loss of muscle control and a slur of the speech. And then eventually you're incapable of walking and even have tremors. And in the third stage of it is when the laughing starts. And at that point, then the final of it, then you're unable to speak and you completely lose all body functions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is because of the consumption of human brains. Okay? So obviously this was not God's plan, or that wouldn't happen. Now, if you want my opinion, regardless of the prion protein that they're talking about, that what we see when it comes to this behavior, that that there is a spiritual door that's opened up that goes to a level that is uncommon compared to normal sin, compared to those things of the occult. Now, in human sacrifice, which we know goes on today, that there's even a consumption of the child or human, the adult, when this before the sacrifice is carried out. Even sex is performed during this ritual. And I mentioned that when I was doing this research originally, I don't know, 6 months ago, I came across a document that was on a young girl that somehow was saved from a ritual. And she was in the emergency room, and one leg was virtually almost all gone, and part of the arm was gone. And they were eating her. And this was during a sacrifice on the altar. Now, who in the world could do such a thing? Well, it's those who are demon-possessed, those who have sold their souls. And as Julie and I have been discussing reptilian, because human blood, the iron, those things that would bring normal life to tissue, seems to be something that they need in order to cloak themselves, in order to keep themselves from being seen, the reptilians. And then those that are doing sacrifices, when you defile blood, human blood, you again are taking it to a level that God finds absolutely abominable. And because of that, then there's another level that takes place into the spirit realm. And so the demons may give the individual a great deal of power, wealth, abilities, things that are not that are supernatural, things that are not human, in order for that for a person to succeed, to have whatever they want. And anyone that again partakes in such a manner is demon possessed. And we also, during interviews with others in the past, they've revealed that during homosexuality that there was actually the desire for cannibalism. That at a certain point, the consumption of one's lover seems to be what was on the menu. And we also see, too, that that in past, when it came to victory from one tribe or one nation over another that this was one of the victory things, was then to drink the blood of their enemies. Again, how can this be? Who in the world could ever think that that's okay? Getting back to the Karoo, the family mortuary cannibalism, since the symptoms take such a great deal of time to come on, 5 to 50 years, which is amazing, that when they discovered that this was taking place with the tribes, the Papua New Guinea, they outlawed it in 1960. And there were cases that were seen as late as the 1980s and even into 2005 of this particular laughing disease. So if this is taking place under the table, in the occult, behind closed doors for rituals, because I also know that the Asians will eat monkey brains, and I'm going to assume that also is going to take place, this particular Kuru disease. And if anyone ever saw the Faces of Death movie, they were videos, I think they were from the 70s that came in through the 80s. There was one scene where they showed how a monkey was held and they would, you know, kill it by smashing its skull, and then they would eat the brains, while it was alive. And so, again, these barbaric practices shows the depths of Satan, shows that regardless of what species it is, it was never meant to be. Now, we see in the Old Testament, too, that there were certain things that we were to stay away from. And some say, well, that was the Old Testament, and that was the old law, and that, we can do that. But we note that in pork and some of the other wildlife that's out there, including fish, that there can be certain infestation of different parasites, different diseases, different things that we can consume into us that eventually can come into the brain, into the heart, into the bowel system. When I was in Sitka, Alaska, and I was there for a project with the Alaska Fish and Game that had to do with the brown bears, immediately I noticed that every bear, and I mean every bear, had worms, had tapeworms. The worms were hanging right out of them, and I was shocked to see this. I had never seen that, you know, before, and I guess it's common. It runs amongst all the bears, and I don't know. It just seems kind of strange. You'd think they would want to do something about it, but I guess it doesn't seem to affect them, at least not to any degree that they need to do something about it. But we know that when a human, this happens with a human, that their diet, their inability to take in nourishment is hampered, and other issues. So there are things that are beyond what us as normal humans deal with, especially here in America. We have, supposedly vaccinations that are to better the world through the elimination of diseases. And then now we're finding out that we're actually introducing diseases intentionally from the New World Order. And so what do we do with this information that I'm going to bring tonight? Well, I want you to understand that there is a great plot, a plan to defile all of us. Now, they've been giving us GMO foods. They've been polluting the air and the water. They have been changing and altering the DNA, where a tomato can actually have the DNA of a spider. And again, this was never meant to be by God. And so sickness can come in. Other types of diseases that have to do with loss of bone marrow, other cancers, as we were mentioning here about the Kuru disease, the protein that the mad, you know, the laughing disease comes in. So now we have the inability to process in our thinking, for the inability to have short-term memory, the inability to have love, the inability to have compassion, because what's been being drained out of us is the love of our fellow man. And we see in Scripture that the love of men will wax cold. We're not going to be able to have compassion. Now, one of the things we see with Satan is that he was a narcissist. In fact, he was the first one. His narcissistic behavior led him to be able to come against others, such as man, and to destroy them. I mean, this has been the plot from day one, was to take all of us down systematically. And in this, we have what we have today. And in the survival of the fittest, supposedly, those who think that they're illuminated, they are the elevated ones, and maybe some of them actually are what would have been considered demigods because they are the offspring of the fallen angels, that they are willing to do whatever it takes to benefit, regardless of the death and destruction that takes place with others. And again, because of their particular nature, they don't have a love of man. In fact, they would not even have a soul or a spirit that came from God. They would be an abomination, much like we saw the offspring of the Nephilim, meaning that the fallen angels, the sons of God, came into the daughters of man, women, and in their consummation, impregnation, and giving birth, that they gave birth to monsters. They gave birth to creatures that were not human. And somewhere along the line, the reptilian, whether it was an altered DNA, intentional, or whether it actually is the seed from Satan, that can be debated. But what we know is that these things are manifesting. These things are taking place right before our eyes at an accelerated rate. Now, one reason that I believe that this is taking place is because of the death and destruction of our young, meaning the abortion, Roe versus Wade, even those prior to it, and then the organizations that have harvested the organs, particular body parts, to bring, you know, things that, of sugars, of sweeteners, of things to enhance food, those things that normally would never have thought of being, and by the way, who in the world would ever think to do this? And then those people who take aborted fetuses and cut them up, because it's just like any food processing. You know, like when I was in Sitka, Alaska, and went to, I remember the island that I went to, but there was a salmon farm there. And so you had, you know, all these people that when the salmon returned, they would, you know, bring them and cut them up and, you know, process them and get the eggs out of them for the next batch. So you had all these people who were sitting there with knives all day long cutting up fish. Well, when it comes to Planned Parenthood or whatever the deal is, whatever other company that they go to, that's what these people are doing. They're cutting up babies all day long. And I mentioned this before in some past shows, that, you know, what's it like when you go to lunch? What's it like when you go home to your own kids? Or do you even have kids? And if your kids really knew what you did, would they be horrified? Would they not be able to sleep? Well, I can assure you that because of the nature of what you're doing, you're bringing demons home. You are literally cursing your family with the death and the blood of those that's on your hands, because even though you may not have been the abortion doctor, you're part of the system. And some of these women that I've seen that have come forth saying how they are Christians And if they're doing God's work by killing those children that aren't wanted or some crazy thing like that, or how cute it is to have an infant, you know, a fetus in front of me and to cut the hearts out of it. I mean, this is the wording that has come from these people. And I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that these people are completely demon-possessed. And the question is, are they possibly reptilian? Because any human that can repeatedly do this has either had their conscience seared with a hot iron, their souls have been rendered, they are unredeemable, or they are of another nature, such as reptilian. And when we see that this market that has come forth to process human baby parts, to make those of different categories, the HEK cell, the human embryonic kidney, 239, which I was mentioning earlier, is used in drinks and sweeteners, and I'm going to do a list here in a little bit of the different companies, because I want you to pay attention. I want you to pay attention to the drinks and the food that you have within your house. Because now that I am making this available to you, I am educating you to what's going on, that when you eat meat sacrificed to idols, that once you are made aware of it, because if you did not know, then you're good and clear. Now, this is a little different category because this is humans. But I want you to understand that now that you're made aware of it, you're going to be held responsible. Now, today, when I went out for lunch, went out with a friend, and I normally just get water, and I went over to the soda fountain thing and used the water. When I came back and started drinking from it, it was sweet. And it had the taste of, you know, some soft drink because the nozzle was a two-way thing. I chose not to drink it. I went ahead and decided not to because in fear that whatever that was, that now that I'm aware of this, that I would not consume that. Because if I had continued to have drank in that water that was sweetened, then I believe would be guilty of the sins or the curses that continue. And I want to bring this to your attention to stop immediately of consuming any item that I'm going to be mentioning here that is already identified to have the HEK cell, the human embryonic kidney 239. It's a process. Now, what this process does is that there's things that can inhibit, things that can accentuate for the taste. And this particular process can be derived from monkeys. Now, I still would not want anything like that because it means then killing and the harvesting of monkeys, which is ridiculous. And so the very fact that these people think that this is okay for humans to consume those products that come from humans, especially murdered children, because that is exactly what this is. Now, if anybody has had an abortion, okay, and you normally listen to my broadcast, you know that there is forgiveness through repentance. Jesus paid for all past, present, and future sins. And so to carry the shame of that, if you have repented, if you are in Christ, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And once we realize that we've been lied to and that somehow you bought the lie and bought into it, that you are forgiven and that you need to forgive yourself. But now we are at a different level. We are at a point in time where we cannot tolerate, we cannot allow this to continue. And so I'm going to be posting more things on my website about this. I'm going to be bringing more of this up because there needs to be a petition. We need to boycott these companies because these companies then by buying this product to put into their drinks and foods is going to stimulate the demand And so the Congress and our government are going to give more money to these clinics, such as Planned Parenthood, to accelerate and or cause a baby farm. Okay, do you understand that? It's hard enough to watch the processing of chickens, though chicken is a normal, you know, dietary of our consumption. You know, some of you are vegetarians, and God bless you for that. And I'm swaying that way now that I'm finding more about this. But even some of you that are vegetarians, you need to understand that some of the flavoring or additives, even if you're just drinking sodas and so forth, you're consuming HEK, okay, 293, all right? And so by demanding and boycotting against these companies, then that demand will go down and they'll have to find an alternative method. But right now what we're doing is we're inviting that to take place where people then will get into the business. Now, there seems to be one main company that is doing this, this process. They have the patent on it. And so there will be others eventually to follow. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with patents. Patents generally last 17 years. There are things you can do. But this has been going for a long time, so that would mean that even that patent pretty soon will expire. And now you're going to have all kinds of companies. So does that mean, people, that we're going to be growing humans for consumption? Yes, that is what it means. Because the depths of Satan is just that. How low we will go, we're already there. The very fact that we have the abortion rate that we have, that we have the criminal acts of our government going into other countries, the fact that we have a president that allows Christians or even is sending his cronies, his ISIS groups, into these countries to kill Christians, it's a genocide. I can assure you that those war-torn countries, again, because of the lack of food, that cannibalism is taking place there. I can assure you that North Korea, that cannibalism is taking place. China, as I've mentioned before, cannibalism is in the increase. Now, I don't know whether you know this or not, but afterbirth was actually regulated by the Chinese government as a dietary supplement. And that since there was only so many of them, even though they have a mass amount of birth, it was regulated. Now, that's still cannibalism because it's human tissue. And who could ever think of such a thing? But, again, this is now elevated over to full humans. And the one particular case I cited the other night was a young girl that was cast into the street who was pregnant. And who knows how long she was out there, so she was apparently starving, and who knows what the mental status was anyways. But somehow she made it into a hospital and gave birth, and when the doctors and nurses went to leave her alone with her child, the nurse came back in because the infant was screaming. Here the woman was consuming the hand and arm of the newborn child. Now, how can that be? Now, even if she was hungry, there would be other avenues within the hospital to feed this woman. So the mental state, the sickness, the demon possession has gone to a new level, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what I want you to understand, that with this billion-plus bullets, hollow points, that have been purchased and placed strategically all throughout the United States, for the foreign troops that will come, there, you know, even some of our own military will come against us, that when this takes place and the killing starts and the Civil War or whatever you want to call this, just as what even during the Civil War here in the United States, whenever you have this, then you have the lack of food, you have the lack of nourishment, you have things take place with even insanity. Now, Let me bring to your attention here that that in this, the criminal cannibalism, some of you know this, you know, the serial killer of Jeffrey Dahmer, there's four categories. One is the sexual cannibal. Okay, you can imagine what that's all about. The second classification is an aggressive cannibal. Again, that would be something like Dahmer. And by the way, any of these can cross over into another. And then the third category, now remember, this is what police departments, what the FBI, whenever they deal with cannibalism, as a criminal cannibalism, they actually have categories for this. And the third is the spiritual cannibalism. So you know, again, that we're talking about those of sacrifices and those things on the altar. And then there's even a nutritional category. These four categories of criminal cannibalism. And Jeffrey Dahmer actually covers, I think, just about all these. And so when we have this state of mind, when we have those individuals that have come to this level, they are a danger and a threat to society. Now, when you have somebody at this point, especially when it comes to the sexual, the first category, part of this is having power over their victim. Okay? Now, believe it or not, there's even self-cannibalism. And so you can imagine that the demon infestation within the individual has gone to a point of no return to be able to consume oneself. And we know that the consumption in some of these other tribes, that they actually believe in, that they're bringing in the ancestor spirits as well as being empowered by the gods by performing such an act. Now, whenever you have the consumption of blood, we need to take a look at Deuteronomy. Now, in Deuteronomy, we have the category of blessings and curses. And in especially Deuteronomy 27, we talk about incest. Now, one of the main things about the curses that come from this is because of the closeness to the mother's blood. So otherwise, if you have a mother that lies with the child, that is incest of a curse that is punishable through curses. And what that means is that the blood from the mother is too close. So you can have first cousins and second cousins and third cousins and so forth, and then there's a point in time where the inbreeding that can cause mental illness, that can cause deformities, that can cause different things, just, you know, and by the way, we see this with the royal family. We saw this with the royalty and throughout other nations, that there needs to be a certain point in time you need to be far enough away. Now, how that came about from Adam and Eve and when there was a split, very good question. There must have been something that God finally drew the line, and from that point when there was enough people, I don't know. Maybe that'll come to light more. but I wanted to also bring out that when it comes to blood, when the consumption takes place, that during World War II, between the Soviets and the Germans, that the Germans had actually kidnapped some children from the Soviet Union. And what they did is they tortured them. You know, they did the satanic ritual abuse. They did the breaking, the monarch, the MKUltra. And they starved them. And what they would give them to eat was the blood of other children. Okay? And in their captivity and in their abuse with their programming, they actually learned to love the blood of children. Okay? When they became old enough and were programmed, they would actually surrender the children back over to the Soviet Union, knowing full well that these people were monsters and that they would be a danger to society to hunt and kill the children in the Soviet Union. And there are many cases where there were serial killings of children by these individuals that were returned then when they became adults. So otherwise that would have started into the 50s and 60s. And now there was a rash murder, a mass killing of children that were eaten, that their blood was drained. And this was a programming that took place intentionally to release them as a deficit, as a curse within the Soviet Union. So that was a intentionally planned destruction to cause havoc, to curse, to put people in a position of absolute fear and torment. Because if your child, if this were to happen to one of your children, to be kidnapped and to be brutally murdered in this way, would be absolutely devastating to you in your spirit. Now, as Julie pointed out, that in Mexico, that this is taking place at an alarming rate. They're putting them in trucks, in freezers, and bringing them into the United States to these facilities, you know, like Area 51 and Dose there in New Mexico, that whatever level in the earth down in their in the facilities, they have reptilians. Now, there are children who are being held captive down in there, too, and we've talked about that, and we've wanted to bring that out, and we've prayed against these things. And the consumption of children because of the blood and the bone marrow, and remember, the blood comes from the bone marrow, so for them to consume that seems to bring that nourishment necessary for them to thrive and necessary for them to cloak. So when you see a reptilian, just like Julie sent me the other day, one in fact, she talked about it last night, the FBI agents that came to the door of this woman, ladies and gentlemen, they're guaranteed that they have consumed children, that they have drank in the blood of humans. Okay? So when you see this manifestation, in order for them to sustain that, this is what they're doing. So this is another reason that cannibalism is going to increase, and that cannibalism is already taking place. The thousands and thousands of children that are abducted each year that are completely missing, not all of them just go into the human trafficking for sex slaves. In fact, many of them, after they're used up, then are killed. I mean, it's an abomination. It's absolutely hideous. It's beyond the comprehension of us that have, you know, some godliness in us, right? So the kidnap and torture, again, as Julie was talking about, that there can be a point when they torture the child that the dopamines or the pineal gland, those things of adrenaline that are released can be brought to a high point and can be literally a delicacy and or the necessary item for a reptilian to sustain themselves. And so this is one of the reasons that they do what they do for this particular involvement of killing kids. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and get into the fact of the HEK cells. We saw a couple of years ago that there was a issue where Congress was actually trying to do something about this. And dear Obama, yes, sweet, lovable Obama, with his executive orders, came in and circumvented. He did, you know, what he does best, and that is to destroy mankind here in the United States. He is a reptile. He is a... He stepped in because they were actually focusing on the Pepsi Corporation. And he stepped in and he said, business as usual. He saw nothing in it. So he stopped the intervention from Congress coming against those companies that were using this product, such as Pepsi. Now, when we discuss what I'm going to talk about here, we need to understand that these products are everywhere. And since there are millions of people within the United States, and there are so many different products, then there must be a tremendous demand for these ingredients. And as I mentioned earlier, for that, then they must have some particular corporation structure that has to meet the quota, just like any production. Just like that cop that sits at the corner with his radar gun, he's got a quota to make. He's got to bring in revenue for the city, for the county, for the state. That's really what they do. And so this quota has to be met, and by meeting it, then these companies then lobby Congress, get funds from them, such as Planned Parenthood, to do more abortions. So ladies and gentlemen, when you go and have an abortion, there's always that potential that you then will consume your own child. Now, I'm sorry. I don't like talking about this. But you know what? It's a fact. It's the truth. I would venture to say that somehow, somewhere in your time of life, that you've consumed the same drop of water, whether it's left your body, went into the sewage, made its way back into the lake, evaporated into the sky, rained into the ocean, came back around again some way or another, and then you reconsumed it. Well, I'm sorry. I believe that that can take place, and I believe has taken place, and I believe that that brings a curse. Because the willful act of killing the innocent is murder. And we see that the spirit of Moloch, every time that I do a deliverance, that bad boy is one of the first things that rears its ugly head. And it is one of the most incredible things that Jesus ever did for us, in that he gave himself so we can be forgiven for doing something so stupid. But these people, such as Pepsi Corporation and the others, that willfully buy this product are actually stimulating the growth and the demand for more babies to be killed. That's exactly what it gets down to. So all Pepsi products, all Pepsi Corporation products have HEK cells, human embryonic kidney 239 cells, taken from aborted fetuses, selected aborted fetuses. Sierra Mist soft drinks, Mountain Dew. How many of you out there drink Mountain Dew? Mug root beer. And others of that company's drinks. Ocean Spray. How many of you drink Ocean Spray? Here's one I bet you wouldn't have thought. Seattle's Best Coffee. You know what? I've actually been there. I'm never going again. Tazo Beverages. Emp Energy Beverages. Aquafina Water. Aquafina Water? Yes, they sweeten it. So that bottled water that you're drinking, guess what? And Aquafina flavored other beverages. Double Shot Energy Beverages. Frappuccino Beverages. Lipton Iced Tea. Lipton Iced Tea. Ooh, here's one. Propel. Huh? Anyone ever had Propel? The one that kind of gives you a little boost? The one that makes you feel better because supposedly it has the electrolytes and vitamins in it, things that you need? Sobe Beverages. You know, you've seen it. Some of them, they have the emblem on it of a lizard, of a gecko, the orange, the green, some of the others. Sobe Beverages. Here's one, Gatorade. How many drink Gatorade? You need to listen to this, people. I'm telling you. Fiesta Beverages. Tropicana. Wow. Tropicana. Orange juice. Now, why in the world would they want to do that? Well, I'll tell you why. They're cursing you. They want you to consume humans and the cannibalistic and that next level to allow in demons. And as our nation is infected, as our nation is brought to a point of no return, the depths of Satan, that this is one of the avenues that they're doing this. Now, I want you to listen to this now. Now, most of us grew up on this. The Nestle products. all coffee creamers. Maggie brand instant soups, bouillon cubes, ketchups, sauces, seasonings, instant noodles. Kraft makes a lot of the gum that you consume. So how much gum do you consume a day that has human embryo cells in it, huh? Blackjack chewing gum, Bubble-O, Bubblicious, Chicks, Dentine, wow, Dentine gum, Freshen Up, Sour Cherry, Sour Apple, Stride, Trident. Now, those are all major brands. Those are all major brands that I know that everybody has had some of that. Sour Cherry Blasters. This is from the Caldberry Adams LLC candies. Oh, Swedish Fish, Swedish Berries, Juicy Squirts. Juicy Squirts. Everyone's probably had one of those. The original gummies. How many like gummy bears? No more gummies. No more gummy bears for you. Fuzzy Peach. Sour Chillers. Sour Patch. Mini Fruit Gums. Then we get to other Cranberry Adams products. Breath Mints. Hall's Cough Drops. It's still wintertime. I bet you got some in your pocket. So do you understand what's going on here? You need to do your own research. You need to investigate. You need to petition. You need to start writing. You need to start boycotting. Because this HEK 293 is not going away. The human embryonic kidney cells that are derived from aborted fetuses, selected aborted fetuses. That's why that woman bragged about how she could come in and cut little things out of them and how cute that it was. Lady, you're sick. You are demented. You are completely demon-possessed. And the doctors that do this, the people that own the companies, the ones, just think of the millions of dollars that are made off of the abortion that you had. As I mentioned before, the blood runs underneath the streets of the cities because the byproducts of the waste during the abortion are basically flushed down the toilet. And so the blood of the innocent then curses the city that you're in. Now, again, all past, present, and future sins can be forgiven when you come to the understanding of your sin, that you have violated God's laws, that you have offended the Most High, and that you, within your spirit, repent, that you have a conscious willfulness to turn away from your sins. So those who have done this, those who have consumed these things, you did not know it, so you're not held accountable for it to a point. But the point of it is that us as people, us as Christians, us as who should be making the difference as salt, as the light in this country, that since they are not addressing it, then that means that you are sanctioning this to take place. And now that you know what it is to continue with the consumption of this, then you are willfully sinning against God in the murder and the assisted murder of the innocent, of the unborn, and even those that are born. Because that's one of the things that President Obama seems to be very proud about. And even if there's a botched abortion, that he voted then that the child would be left to die. Who can do such a thing? You know, we make mistakes. We can do things that that are wrong, and then the Holy Spirit speaks to us, or God sends somebody, just like David had, you know, his right-hand man come to him and let him know that the sins that he did by taking another man's wife and then killing the man and so forth, that he then knew in his spirit to repent. But he still had to deal with the curse, because at the time, the curse is carried out. Do you understand that? Jesus wasn't born yet. Jesus didn't die yet. Jesus didn't give his life yet. But we, 2,000 years later, are not dealing with that same circumstance. Because of the love of Jesus Christ, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because what he did on the cross, this can all be turned around. And the people that are in charge of these companies, the ones that are making money on it, the ones that are the scientists, the ones that are the chemical engineers, the ones who are the process engineers, the workers, all the way down to the guy that packages that stuff up and ships it out the back door. Jesus died for everyone. Jesus died for all of us. And they can be forgiven. But they're not going to be forgiven unless they repent. And how much time do we have here in the United States? How much time do we have in this world before Revelation finishes out? I don't know. But whenever time is in there, there will be judgment. There will be curses. There will be incidences that happens with these people. I've said before that anyone who partakes in such things, if you follow them, just like, you know, Julie and I were talking, I think it was today, about the supernatural, those who go in to be mediators and those who go to clear out houses that are haunted, those are the supernatural that really don't know what they're doing. They're still looking at it in a New Age sense. That if you follow them home, what's their home like? Because they're not in Christ and they're not doing it in the name of Christ, they're bringing the demons home. So these workers that are doing this are bringing their demons home. They're bringing them to their spouse and they're bringing them to their children. And if there's enough time, there'll be grandchildren. And if there's more time, then there'll be great-grandchildren. But there will be a curse that will suffer on them. In fact, there was a family here, husband and wife, that we talked about that had to do with the spiritual investigation, the paranormal investigation. I think it was a murder-suicide, and he was having all kinds of mental illnesses, and I don't remember the name. Maybe when Julie and I talked about that, we can bring that up. We did talk about it before. But again, people, do you understand what's going on here? The dumbing down of the Christians, the way, and by the way, where's the church? Did you hear about this in the sermon? So the guy next to you that chews like a cow that's got gum in his mouth, so while he's listening to the word of God, he's consuming the murdered children in the sanctuary, in the pew, supposedly a house of God. And if he knew that, though, would he spit it out? He should have been chewing gum anyways, right? And another church here locally, you can go in and get your frappe, you can go in and get your Nestle's, you can go get whatever you want and sit during the service and have your coffee, you can have your cappuccino, you can have whatever you want during the service. So that means the congregation, while they're listening to the word of God, is consuming the flesh of the murdered children here in America. Now, how's that going to fly with God? How's that going to bring the blessings of the Holy Spirit? And so, how can the pastor not know this? How, if he really truly listens to the Holy Spirit, wouldn't the Holy Spirit tell him to bring this subject up, to tell his congregation to stay away from such things? But yet, you know, they don't have deliverance. They don't talk about Christians having demons. They don't talk about the curses that come upon the congregation for their activity in these particular sins. Well, why do they not do that? If you love your brethren and you believe in the great commission of Jesus Christ and you have concern for their well-being, hence pastor, because that's what his job is supposed to be, and since he's at the corporate top, which has never been the biblical arrangement to have a capstone, to have a corporate executive, CEO, the pyramid, those things of Babylon. That was never meant to be. It was meant to be a board, a full-fold ministry. So then that means that the pastor then is assuming the role of the prophet. And what was the role of the prophet? Well, the role of the prophet was to warn, to give the word to the people of their sins to repent, what to stay away from, to give them guidance in what direction, divine direction, to take. And so a pastor then is assuming, by the way, it's only the fourth in the list, not the first, so it was never meant to be, comes from the Catholic Church. So then he doesn't hear from God, then, does he? So what you're listening to is an individual doctrine, an individual's skewed view of the Word of God that isn't bringing you truth. Because if he was bringing you truth, and if he was a prophet, and he was truly a pastor, which has the concerns of the flock, and that he was a teacher, and that he was an evangelist, and that he was someone who was capable of passing on divine revelation that is going to be beneficial to bear fruit within a congregation. And since that doesn't take place, and that the unborn is still slaughtered at thousands a day, millions a year, and processed into foods, then what's wrong with this picture? Why are you sitting in front of me having a Frappuccino that has aborted fetus cells in it while I'm giving a testimony, while I'm preaching the Word of God? And this doesn't go through the head of the pastor? I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that if you're going to such a church, that you never go back again, because they are condoning the death of the innocent, the spirit of Moloch, the spirit of death, the spirit of those things of destruction. Apollyon. By the way, that's a mean one that comes up. When that one comes up, that thing might as well be a squid that's got all these tentacles, because underneath it is a structure of those that have to do with early death, premature death, cancers, mental illness, insanities, murder, and one of the worst things that I've ever seen, you know, when it comes to incest, that when a parent engages with a child, the demon transfer is so horrendous that many of the children that are abused in this manner, I'm afraid, never recover. And the post-traumatic stress, the multiple personalities, the alters, as I call it, that are generated from such activities can cause the individuals to go off and be that very person that sits at the table and cuts up the little tiny children, because the very nature of who they are is now so tweaked, they're incapable of having compassion and love for children, because they themselves had their childhood robbed and stolen from them. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, deliverance is absolutely necessary. See, Jesus died for us so we could be delivered, so we could be set free, so we can move on in the authority and power to feel the Father's love. And because of the corporate structure, because of those that have come into the church from theology seminaries, from dispensation, from pre-trib, from those different doctrines of demons that have infiltrated the church, has now caused the people to not be the men and women of God that God has called them to be. In fact, the very fact that we're allowing this to take place, we're actually in agreement with it. And there will be an accountability. So I'm going to ask you, before I go here, that you repent and that you come out and ask for forgiveness and get into your prayer closet and start doing something about this. Speak up so you can show your works approved before the Most High God. Because I tell you what, the hammer's going to drop here real soon, and it's going to be at a point of no return. All right, I'm only going to do an hour tonight. I've got things to do. I know this is a heavy subject, but it's fact, and it is affecting all of us. So let's do something about it. All right, God bless everyone. Good night.